Rain, what rain? Good afternoon. Welcome, everyone, to Sobieski at a powerhouse Sunday afternoon matchup between reigning Class C champion Sobieski and Sweet 16 Nisswa. As these two teams set to square off, and it's a Tyler Gendro, Jason Repke pitching matchup today. Wind is blowing across right to left. Field has been taken care of. A little bit of a delay on the start to make sure the field is as good as it can be. We'll try and squeeze these nine innings in before Mother Nature rears her head again. She did so last night. Pierce Bulldogs 1-0 over Lastrup in a five-inning rain-shortened game. Lightning stopping that one in the bottom of the sixth inning. It was 2-0 at the time. Bulldogs led Lastrup, and Lastrup had the home team, and they were up with first and second, nobody out when play was stopped, so they never did continue. Called off about 10 o'clock last night. And according to rules, you revert back to the last full inning, and the score at that time was 1-0 in favor of the Bulldogs on a Mark Warzyniak leadoff homer in the third, and that's the winner. 1-0 Bulldogs. Big win for them last night. Also yesterday afternoon, it was Lastrup in the afternoon in Royalton winning 9-1 as Chad Weiss threw seven very good innings. He also went 3-for-3 with a couple of doubles. Rick Schliemann doubled and homered as well. So Tyler Gendro warming up. We'll meet the Nisswa lineup. Both these teams very familiar as the Lightning and Ski square off on the hill.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
So, Tyler Gendro on the mound for Sobieski. The first batter he faces is center fielder Drew Boland. And the first pitch delivered at 145, fouled out of play by Drew. And he knocks another one foul. So quickly, no balls, two strikes. Underway in Sobieski. The only other game I think that's going to be played today, or at least have a chance to be played, is over in Pierce with the Brewers and Buckman scheduled to get started this afternoon. Everything else called off. Here's the two-strike pitch. Swinging a drive to right center. That ball is to the gap, and it's down, cut off. And Boland leads off with a base hit. Boland on an 0-2 pitch into center field. And that'll bring up the left fielder, Luke Schumer. Jason Repke will bat next. He'll be in the pitcher/DH spot. Adam Hardy hits cleanup, the right fielder. First baseman Aaron Jenkins will bat fifth. Nate DeShane at third base. Tyler Whitwer at second. There's a throw by Gendro over to John Check, holding with Boland. And Drew goes through the mud and back in. Like American Pharoah, Drew Boland. Good mutter. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball to Schumer, and it's in for a strike. 0-1. Left-handed hitting Luke Schumer. Morgan Shepherd will hit eighth and catch. Then the shortstop, Brett Jenkins. Throw again, Boland diving in. Riley Hirsch catching, John Check is at first base. Joey Hanowski at second, Colin Ekman is the shortstop, and Andrew Lang at third base. Schumer takes it low. Ball and strike. For the Skis in the outfield, Thomas Miller in left. Dan Marotte is out in center field, and the right fielder, Scott Litchie. No Josh Wenzel today. Mankato State eliminated last night at St. Cloud in their playoffs against the Huskies. But Mankato State with some exit interviews, player coach interviews today down in Mankato. So Josh down there for that. Otherwise, he would have been available. 2-1 now to Schumer with Repke to follow. Boland leadoff single. He's back to first with another throw over. One pitch to Schumer. Here's the wind, and it's fisted into left field. Schumer goes the opposite way, and the Nisswa Lightning have first and second on consecutive hits to start this ball game. In on the hands, and Schumer just fought it into left. Bolin moving up, and now here is Jason Repke, the reigning Region 8 MVP. A two-time MVP, was a MVP with the Brainerd Braves as well. All-state tournament team a couple of times. Gendro delivers, roll to second. They might get to Hanowski, to Ekman, over to check, and they got the two. 4-6-3, Bolin to third with one out. Through the wet grass, that took a while to get out there, but Hanowski with a good little flip to Ekman with a quick hands relay over to check, and they just nab Repke. So that leaves the inning up now to Adam Hardy, the right fielder, with Bolin to third on that play. Just underway in Sobieski today. Right now, pretty bright as the Gendro pitch moves inside for a ball. One ball. This game was supposed to be played last week, but weather forced a postponement. And luckily enough, both teams open dates today to get it in. 1-0 pitch. Fastball, knee-high strike. 1-1. A lot of postponements, not only in the Victory League, but around Minnesota's. Severe weather last night really wreaking havoc. That pitch, little inside, 2-1. Tony Cummins is our ball and strike umpire today. 300 to right, 315 to left, 350 to center up on the hill. 2-1 to Hardy with Bolin at third. A breaking ball, roll to third. This will be Lang, tough chance, throws on the run, and he is out at first. Andrew Lang with a nice play, charging hard, throwing off his back foot, just getting Hardy. And after a promising start, the Lightning come up empty. No runs, two hits. Bolin is stranded at third. We've played a half an inning. It's Nisswa nothing, and we will meet the batting order for the Sobieski Skis after this.
Let's face it, we've all done it. You drop your phone on the ground and it lands face down. Slowly you bend down, pick it up, turn it over, hoping that you don't have a broken screen. Well, if your fears are confirmed, we can fix it. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. We also replace batteries, repair charging ports, and fix mics and earpieces, all on Apple devices and most Samsung phones. So the next time your Apple or Samsung device needs repair, stop in and visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little...
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
We go to the bottom of the first inning, and Jason Repke warming up, the right-hander. Morgan Shepherd will be the Lightning catcher. Aaron Jenkins at first. Tyler Whitwer at second. Brett Jenkins is the shortstop. And at third is Nate Deshane. Luke Schumer in left, Drew Boland in center, Adam Hardy in right for the Lightning. And leading off, catcher Riley Hirsch. He'll be followed by second baseman Joey Hanowski, and then right fielder Scott Litchie. John Check will hit cleanup and play first. The DH is Andrew Gerbata. He'll hit for Andrew Lang. Tyler Gendro will pitch and bat sixth. As Repke's fastball to Hirsch outside, ball one. Thomas Miller in left hits in the seventh spot, followed by center fielder Dan Marotte hitting eighth, and then the shortstop Ekman batting ninth. Another pitch slides outside, 2-0. No score, bottom of one here in Sobieski. Here's the wind and the pitch knocked out of play over the first base dugout towards the community center. Two balls and a strike, Repke to Hirsch here. As the Skis and Nisswa Lightning square off. And Repke deals high, 3-1 to Hirsch. Bolin is straight away in center. There's a strong wind blowing from right to left today. Here's the 3-1 fastball lined into right. Hardy has to play it on a hop, and Hirsch leads off with a single. So a leadoff hit to right by Riley Hirsch, and it brings up the second baseman, Joey Hanowski. And Joey will look down to Brad Check through a series of signs at third and step into the box. Hirsch, decent lead at first, held by Aaron Jenkins. And show of a bunt, and it's taken outside for ball one. So both teams lead off the game with hits. Boland for Nisswa and Hirsch for Sobieski. And we'll see what the Skis want to do, if they want to bunt or put a play on here. Right now, Deshane playing up on the grass at third. Jenkins holds over there with Hirsch, who gets his lead. From the set, runner holds, pitch is in for a strike. Looks like Repke took a little something off the fastball, and it's a ball and one strike to left-handed hitting Joey Hanowski. Scoreboard out in right center field. Hirsch again. There he goes. Pitch is grounded foul past third. Right off the end of the bat. And it's 1-2 now to Joey Hanowski. Hirsch was running on the play. Scott Litchie on deck. And Hanowski ready to go in the box against Repke. Shepard will put down the sign. Hirsch, look like a half step shorterly throw over. That's close. Oh, that was an almost pickoff there as Hirsch just must have snuck the hand in. Good quick feet by Repke, and he almost got Riley. 1-2 to Hanowski. Hirsch shortened up his lead a little bit. If anything, he's holding the pitch grounded to short. Jenkins over to Whitwear on to first, and he is out at first. And both teams have turned first inning double plays. And just like that, the Skis bases are empty. 6-4-3. Brett Jenkins was playing up the middle and had him played perfectly. A ground ball near the bag. Shovel to Whitwear and the relay on to Jenkins to complete the double play. So two outs, bases empty for Scott Litchie. They've played an inning at Legion Park. Buckman's up 3-2 on the Brewers. That pitch slides outside from Repke to Litchie. Two former region MVPs going head-to-head here. Another one on deck in John Check. I feel littered with MVPs today. 2-0. Litchie lifts one back and out of play. Over the road, two balls and a strike. If Litchie reaches, John Check would hit. Riley Hirsch singled, and then Hanowski banged into a double play. Here's Repke's pitch on 2-1 outside. 3-1. Repke played collegiately down in Marshall at Southwest State. And he missed outside with a fastball. He's put Litchie aboard on a walk. And that'll get John Check to the plate. Repke now teaches up in the Pequot Lakes District. So John Check bats. John, a coach in the Ricori School District. Litchie measures his lead. And it's a fister out towards second. Whitwear ranges over, makes the catch behind the bag to retire the Skis. No runs, one hit, double play is the key play in that half inning. And we played one scoreless here up on the hill. It's Nisswa nothing, Sobieski nothing.
The second annual Holy Trinity Catholic School golf tournament is coming up June 27th. This is a nine-hole event. It's a four-person scramble, and its cost is just $60 per golfer. It's held at the Piers Golf Course. Tee times will start at 9:30 a.m. There's a meal, prizes, and a raffle beginning at the Brickyard Bar at 5:30. Now, you must be present to win. And to sign up, contact Mary Caughey. If you'd like to donate, sponsor, or register your team, call 218-820-0772 or contact Mary at marycaughey12@yahoo.com or the Holy Trinity office is 320-468-6446.
Let's face it, we've all done it. You drop your phone on the ground and it lands face down. Slowly you bend down, pick it up, turn it over, hoping that you don't have a broken screen. Well, if your fears are confirmed, we can fix it. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. We also replace batteries, repair charging ports, and fix mics and earpieces, all on Apple devices and most Samsung phones. So the next time your Apple or Samsung device needs repair, stop in and visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of...
Top of the second inning, and Nisswa will send up the first baseman, Aaron Jenkins, to face Tyler Gendro. Then Nate DeShane and Tyler Whitwer, 5, 6, and 7. No runs, two hits for the Lightning. No runs, a hit for the Skis through one. No score on the board as Jenkins stands in. 12 pitches in the first inning for Tyler Gendro, and he misses outside to start the at-bat to Jenkins, the player manager for Nisswa. And the 1-0 fastball, high drive to left. That ball is up at the wall and gone. And Jenkins has put Nisswa on the board. Aaron Jenkins blasting one out of the park, and Nisswa grabs the 1-0 lead. And that'll bring up the third baseman, Nate DeShane. Towering home run to left by Jenkins. DeShane, left-handed hitting third baseman. Paul Jenkins coaching at third, and Scott Sand is coaching at first base for Nisswa. There's a strike called, 0-1 to DeShane. Whitwer on deck. Rod deep in center as the pitch. Breaking ball on the edge for a strike, 0-2. DeShane batting in the sixth spot. Open stance, two-strike pitch, swing and a miss. And Gendro's got his first strikeout. One away, brings up second baseman Tyler Whitwer. Thomas Miller's about 10 feet out in front of the wall out in left field. Here's the first pitch coming to Whitwer, and it's belt high, and it got him apparently. Sure, if Whitwer might have sold that one a little bit. So he goes to first, and it'll bring up the catcher, Morgan Shepherd. With Brett Jenkins rounding out the order, moving into the on-deck circle. One on, one out, one in. On the Aaron Jenkins homer, knocked out of play on the first pitch. Shepherd lifting one back over the screen. Flensburg and Opel now going to try and get their game in a little bit later this afternoon. We get word that they're going to try about 3 o'clock to start that one. Originally, they'd said that that one had been called off in Flensburg. 0-1 to Shepherd. Gendro deals. Breaking ball. Opposite field liner towards left. Hanging up. Miller coming in. He can't make the catch. And everybody is safe. Miller came in with a head-first dive, and it clanged off the glove. And that'll bring up the shortstop, Brett Jenkins. So Whitwer to second, Shepherd to first. John Cech will move behind the runner at first. Here's the set and the pitch. Jenkins gets a bunt down to third, and that's going to die in the grass. No play. A bunt single has loaded the bases. The only one that would have had a play might have been Gendro, and his feet came out from underneath him as he came off the rubber. And that ball just died in the third baseline grass. Bases loaded for the top of the order, Drew Boland. A line drive single to right center to start the ball game for Boland. He was stranded at third. A leadoff homer in the inning by Aaron Jenkins, and Nisswa has a chance now to put up a crooked number against Tyler Gendro as the Skis bring the infield in. We are in the second. One away. Gendre will need to get a ground ball, or like to get a ground ball like he got against Repke to get out of a jam in the first inning. First pitch to Boland, down and in at the feet, and it's ball one to the Nisswa center fielder, Drew Boland. Hirsch will put down the sign. Luke Schumer on deck. Runners at every base take their leads. Jenkins at first. Shepherd at second. Whitworth at third. There's a strike, and it's a 1-1 count. Check playing behind the runner at first. The other three infielders, Hanowski, Ekman, and Lang, up a little closer. There's a foul ball. 1-2 to Drew Boland. Nisswa with the red jerseys, white pants, white letters, lightning, and that, I'm not sure what that font is, but across the chest with the familiar maroon jerseys, white pants, yellow letters, and skis across the chest for Sobieski. The two-strike pitch, swinging a foul ball. Hirsch can't hold it, so Boland's still alive. Top down into the dirt behind home plate. Whitware hit by a pitch. Shepherd's line drive to left dropped in, and then Jenkins bunted his way on to fill the bases up high. 2-2 to Boland as Gendro reached back for a fastball. Sixth batter of the inning here for Nisswa. One out. And Gendro ready to deal on the 2-2 pitch. Flip foul back off the facing of the grandstand. It ricochets out to the third base coaching box. 2-2. And already as we look to the west, some darker clouds. Tyler Gendro with a new baseball. Reaches down for a little dirt, trying to rough it up a little bit. Good battle here between Boland and Gendro. One down, the strikeout of Deshane. Here's now the 2-2 pitch again. Downstairs, and it's a full count. 3-2 to left-handed hitting Drew Boland. Nisswa with the early lead, 1-0. The payoff pitch. Strike three called inside corner. Gendro gets a big strikeout. Two outs. And it brings up the Nisswa left fielder, Luke Schumer, as Gendro hit his spot. Schumer singled to left in the first, was erased on a Repke double play ball. And again, Gendro works from the set. Off speed, knocked straight back and out. 0-1 to Schumer. Repke now on deck. 1-0 Nisswa on the Aaron Jenkins leadoff home run this inning. Here's the next pitch, fisted again, and Gendro works ahead. 0-2, that one stuck right up in the wire underneath of the 2x4 up there. Two strikes. It's like Dave Kingman hitting one into the roof of the Metrodome. O-2 to Schumer. Slider low, good stop by Riley Hirsch. That one broke down and outside. One ball, two strikes. Gendro ready once more. The 1-2 pitch. Schumer awaits. Here's a belt-high fastball, little inside. 2-2 now to Schumer. Avon and St. Wendell today postponed. They'll make that up as a doubleheader in Avon later on this summer. Fort Ripley, Randall called off today. Breaking ball just off the edge. Gendro wanted that. He'd taken a step towards the dugout. And it's ball three, a full count. Second straight batter, a full count with the bases full. He got Boland looking. Royalton and St. Stephen postponed today. Here's the payoff. Swing ground ball to second. Hudowski has it to check, and Gendro walks off the mound, having given up just the one. The leadoff homer to Aaron Jenkins. And Nisswa leaves the bases loaded. After 1.5 in Sobieski, it's the Lightning 1 and Sobieski nothing.
My fellow classmates, this is the most exciting time of our lives. A time to IM, a time to talk about each other, a time to play video games so late you sleep all day and your mom covers for you. Yeah. We'll never forget what we experienced together, like watching TV and driving around and stopping at the drive-thru. These are the times to remember. Like that one time that funny thing happened to that one guy, or what's his name, or maybe it was that one girl. Anyway, to everyone we never really knew, let's party a lot this summer, because you always seemed really cool in physics or whatever. Today, nothing's out of reach, except college, since we pretty much blew the last 4 years. But they were the best years of our lives. I believe we can fly. I believe we can touch the sky. Maybe that's last night talking. Who knows?
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you don't do anything now, you might not do much later. Get involved and get something worth remembering. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Pierce. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Bottom of the second inning, and the Sobieski Skis will send up Andrew Gerbata, their designated hitter today, to face Jason Repke, trailing 1-0, bottom of two. Gerbata, Gendro, Miller. And Repke's first offering outside, ball one. He's batting for third baseman Andrew Lang in the five spot. Here's the 1-0. Line back to the screen. 1-1. An Aaron Jenkins leadoff homer in the top of the second. The only run on the board right now. One run on five hits for the Lightning. No runs, a hit for the Skis. Little below the knees. 2-1. Repke to Gerbata. 18 pitches now for Repke. One walk in the first. Gave up a leadoff hit to Hirsch. Double play by Hanowski took care of that. Rolled foul at the plate. 2-2 now to Gerbata. Right-handed hitter out of St. John's University and Royalton High School. Here's the 2-2 from Repke. Breaking ball, swatted foul. Still 2-2. Gendro and then Miller for Sobieski here. Here's Repke's pitch. Breaking ball to DeShane, to Hopper at third. Across over to Jenkins, one away. One down, and it brings up the pitcher, Tyler Gendro. With Miller now on deck. Repke takes his sign from Morgan Shepherd, and the veteran right-hander pumps a fastball in for a strike on the outside corner. 0-1. 1-0 Nisswa, bottom of two. One out, bases empty. Check swing, Gendro offered, and it's a two-strike count. Boland straight away in center. Schumer in left. Hardy in right. And the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball hit towards Hardy. He started in. Now goes back, and it'll hang up for him into that wind. And Gendro lines out to the right fielder. Two outs, and it'll bring up the left fielder, Thomas Miller, Jr. at Little Falls High. Left-handed hitter. And the first pitch from Repke to Miller is on the corner. Fastball from Repke, 0-1. Two outs here in the inning. Repke deals. Another fastball is high above the letters. One ball, one strike. If Miller reaches, Dan Marad due up. Here's the pitch, Repke. Miller shortens to bunt, pushed it right back to Repke. That'll be an easy play. He didn't push it left or right, and Repke gobbled it up and throws him out. Three up, three down for the Skis. At the end of two up on the hill, it's Nisswa 1, Sobieski nothing.
For a great night out for you and your family and friends, it's the Brickyard in Pierce. Located on Main Street in Pierce, the Brickyard has great food, drink specials, pool, music, and the best TV viewing in the area. Give them a call at 468-6250. That's 468-6250 about their banquet facilities and find out how they can accommodate your group's next gathering. The Brickyard Bar and Piers, open until 2 a.m., proudly supports amateur baseball.
To the 10, to the 5, and he's down. Joey Blake on the carry, and there's a flag on the play. About this, people. If we hung the referee, who would officiate the game? There would be no game. Then what? Students? Out on the streets? Tempted by vandalism, sex, even drugs. Instead of berating the ref, we should be buying him a cup of coffee or a hamburger. And not only that, but give him a big thanks, buddy, and a hug. Now let's try it again. A burger, a coffee, hug the referee.
A burger, a coffee, hug the referee.
Without officials, high school sports wouldn't exist. Contact your local high school to find out more about becoming one.
High referee!
It may be more rewarding than you think. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
In Sobieski, Jason Repke leads off the top of the third for the Lightning, leading 1-0 here in Sobieski today. First pitch fouled away. Repke hit into a double play in the first. Ground ball up the middle, base hit. Line drive single by Repke, hit number 6 for Nisswa. And it'll bring up right fielder Adam Hardy. We'd like to welcome Scott Kimmon into the ballpark. Now it's a good day. How you doing, Scooter? Hardy grounding out to third on a nice play by Lang to end the first. Jenkins... I should say Hardy flips one back and out over the concession stand. One strike to Hardy. And Gendro ready and deals. Fastball right down the heart. 0-2. Leadoff hit by Repke. Aaron Jenkins leadoff homer in the second, the only run on the board. That one in the dirt. Good stop by Riley Hirsch. Came up looking to throw, but Repke not going anywhere. Ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Good fastball and Hardy out on strikes. Couldn't catch up to it. One down. Strikeout number 3 for Gendro, and here's Aaron Jenkins. Hit a 1-0 fastball onto the shed and left, leading off the second. Here's Gendro's first pitch. Pulled the string, missed outside. Ball 1. In the third, one out, one on. Gendro coming into the inning, 35 pitches. That one a little bit low. 2-0 to Jenkins. Nate DeShane due up next. Skis played an exhibition, or at least part of one, last night against the Sauk Rapids Cyclones. Got called off scoreless in the sixth inning down there. And the 2-0 pitch. Ground ball into left, base hit. Jenkins 2-for-2 as he extends those arms and drives it into left field with Repke moving up to second. Lightning knocking Gendro around here. 7 hits. Here's DeShane, a strikeout victim in the second. And speaking of that Sauk Rapids team, how about Scott Geiger coming out of retirement, playing back for Sauk Rapids again? The 2009 state MVP for St. Cloud Ortho, former Buckman Billy Goat state champ in 99. And pitches low, ball one. His boy Drew is the bat boy, he said. That was kind of a big reason. Drew wanted to get involved, so there's a drive towards left center. I don't think that'll be caught. It hits the gap. Here comes Repke to the plate. And that's an RBI double by DeShane. Jenkins goes first to third. And it's a 2-0 Nisswa lead. That one really was tailing. There was no chance for Murad or Miller to get that, even as fast as they are young guys. They weren't going to catch that one. It split the gap in left center. And now the second baseman, Tyler Whitwear. One out, second and third. And again, the Skis have to bring the infield in, and Whitwear flips one out of play. One strike. Eight hits now for Nisswa. General readies and deals. Little roller coming to the left side. Lang has it, throws high. Check elevates and pulls it down and has it. Holding at third, Jenkins, two down. And Morgan Shepherd now. A line drive hit to left at a sinking liner off the glove of Miller in left field in the second inning. Nisswa left the bases loaded in the second. They pushed a run across here in the third, and two in scoring position now. Number eight hitter, the catcher, veteran Morgan Shepherd up there against Gendro. First pitch fastball in for a strike, 0-1. Tyler, to be honest, hasn't had that sharp slider that he commands so well. He hasn't really locked in that pitch yet. 0-1 pitch. Fisted back and out. 0-2 to Shepherd. On deck would be Brett Jenkins. Infield can play back now with two outs. Shepherd will try and find an opening on the infield and get one, maybe two home. Time granted to Morgan Shepherd, stepping out of the box. Now he's ready again. The 0-2 set by Gendro to Shepherd. Swing and a miss, chased outside, and that's all for Nisswa. But they add a run on the DeShane double. We go to the bottom of the third. It's now Nisswa 2, Sobieski nothing.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel and Piers, a proud supporter of amateur baseball. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, rock, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sayre Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting amateur baseball.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
We all know the symbols for good sportsmanship. A handshake at the end of a game, or a little 2-4-6-8 for the losing team, which, let's face it, could very well be your team. The idea is to make the best of the situation, win or lose. So why not extend sportsmanship into the rest of your life? Easy enough, right? Like the next time you get that math test back and it's below the curve, try giving your teacher a high five. Sure, she might give you a look, but chances are, you'll feel better. Or say you're leaving a concert and the cop lets 50 other cars go ahead of you? Instead of getting mad, stick your arm out the window for a little raise the roof. You know, like a touchdown dance, but in the car. Or how about this? Next time she says, "No, I'm going to the dance with someone else," simply give her a little pat and say, "Good game." After all, dating is the biggest game of all, isn't it? So, my friends, there you have it. Support your local high school sports, but more importantly, support sportsmanship. Use it every day.
Back in Sobieski, first pitch, Marad pops to second, so one quick out here for Repke and the Lightning against Sobieski, and Colin Ekman now takes a strike. Number 9 hitting shortstop for the Skis, 2-0 Nisswa over Sobieski. The 0-1 to Ekman, breaking ball outside, 1-1. 30 pitches now for Repke, no strikeouts, a walk, gave up a leadoff single to Riley Hirsch, that's it. There's a good breaking ball in for strike two. Hirsch is on deck now for the Skis. Aaron Jenkins with a home run in the second. Nate Deschene, an RBI double in the third. Ekman shoots one down the line and right. It's going to tail into the corner, but foul. Still 0-2. So Marad popping to Whitwer at second to start the inning. Now a 1-2 count to Ekman. Bottom of three here in Sobieski. Two runs, eight hits, no errors for Nisswa. No runs, one hit for Sobieski. No errors in the game. There's a roller up the line. Shepherd in foul territory plays it. Still 1-2. Up the first baseline. Morgan Shepherd pouncing on that one. Boland straight away in center. Now maybe pulls a little bit over. Only a step or two into left. Two-strike fast, our breaking pitch missed just outside. Some late movement on that. It's 2-2 to Ekman. He just finished up Bemidji State. He and Hanowski and Litchie, all teammates up there with the Beavers, and Ben Bozer of Buckman. There's a foul ball, and this will be the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming to Ekman. Two-two pitch, Repke. Fastball, foul tip, held by Shepherd. Strikeout, two down. First strikeout for Repke. And up comes the Sobieski catcher, Riley Hirsch, lined a single into right in the first inning. Was erased on a Joey Hanowski double play ball. And the pitch from Repke to Hirsch. In for a strike, 0-1, right on the outside corner. Repke gets the ball back, tries to hit the same spot, and that one was just a little bit wider, and it's outside for a ball. 1-1. There's one knocked foul over the first base dugout, and Repke ahead now. A ball and two strikes to Riley Hirsch. Deschene now will back off with two strikes. Inside, and that almost got him. Hirsch claims that it got him on the sleeve and got to sell it. 2-2. Fastball just high. Full count now to Hirsch. Two outs, bases empty. Skis have had only two runners, Hirsch and Litchie in the first. Hirsch singled, Litchie walked. Up high, ball four, and Hirsch is aboard now with the second walk given up by Repke today. And it brings up the Skis second baseman, Joey Hanowski. Joey bounced to a 6-4-3 double play in the first. He's the tying run now in the bottom of the third. From the set, here's the pitch, and it's lined up the middle into center. Hanowski drives one, picked up out there by Boland, played back in. Boy, Joey up there, and he jumped all over that first pitch, lining one right by the ear of Repke. Second hit for the Skis, and it's first and second for Scott Litchie. He homered here in his first Skis at-bat against Opole a couple of weeks ago. Coming over from the Avon Lakers. Region tournament MVP 2 years ago for Avon. And he watches a strike, 0-1. Tying run at first for the Skis early in this game. Yep, we're in the bottom of the third. Two down. Up high. Litchie walked in the first, was stranded at first. 1-1. He's playing right field, wearing Nate Olson's old number. Number 11. 1-1 delivery. Repke to Litchie, and it is on the inside corner, right out the hands of Litchie. Couldn't pull the trigger. 1-2. Aaron Jenkins will play behind Joey Hanowski at first. Here's the 2-strike pitch. Opposite field, base hit. Hirsch is going to be waved around. Here's the Schumer throw to the plate, and it is not in time. Safe at home, Hirsch. And it's 2-1 as Litchie drives one to left. Schumer's throw bounced to the plate, and little trouble. Shepard coming up with it cleanly. And Hirsch actually slid to the inside part of home, reached around Shepard and touched plate with his hand. And it is a 2-1 ball game. And on the throw home, both Hanowski and Litchie move up a base. So it's second and third. And John Check with first base open now. And the pitch is just outside. Ball one. Johnny popped up to Whitwer at second to end the first inning. So a two-out rally for the Skis in the third to get on the board. And there's one high, 2-0. Gerbata on deck. Two and oh to Check. Repke looks in and delivers. Fastball. Little bit late on the swing, and he just missed it. 2-1. Fouled straight back. Hanowski at third, Litchie at second. Breaking ball. Pulled the string and had John swinging through. It's 2-2 now to Check. Scott Litchie's RBI single here in the third cuts the lead in half. Repke ready on his 2-2 pitch. Fastball grounded foul to first base. Still 2-2. Piers Brewers lead Buckman 6-4 after three. It's played at Legion Park today. 2-2 to John Check. Repke looks at the runners and delivers. Breaking ball hit down the line to left. Long run, Schumer crossing the foul line. Still going, but it'll be pushed out. Got up into the wind and just got ushered out of the ballpark. Still 2-2. So a two-out, full-count walk to Hirsch. A Hanowski single up the middle and Litchie's opposite field single. And the throw home with both Hanowski and Litchie moving up the extra base. Here's the pitch, and it's fly ball. Pretty well hit to left center. Boland on his horse at the wall, and coming over is Schumer in the alley, and it's Schumer that makes the catch in front of the fence. That ball tailed back to Luke Schumer. That was kind of focused on Boland. He looked like the serious one coming after that, and the ball found its way into Luke Schumer's glove. And that ends the Sobieski half of inning three. But they're on the board on the Litchie single. They get a run. Two hits. They leave two. And after three in Sobieski, it's now Nisswa 2, Sobieski 1.
There's never been a better time to visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. For a limited time, join Verizon and get a $100 bill credit with each new smartphone purchase with Verizon Edge. Qualified customers can also get the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless for no money down with Verizon Edge. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, located on the east side of Little Falls, to shop now.
Requires number port in, subject to customer and Edge agreements and credit approval. Bill credit takes up to 2 to 3 cycles.
Mom, Shelly's on my side of the car.
I am not.
R2.
Am not.
Yeah, you are.
Am not.
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ugh.
You boogerhead.
My side anyway.
Sometimes feel like a referee?
Stop.
Why not get paid for it? Become a high school athletic official. You'll not only make a difference.
Will two.
The kids will actually listen to you.
Will two.
For details, contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Well, we've got three in. We need to get a couple of more to make it an official game. Right now, it's 2-1 in favor of Nisswa as we go to the fourth. And it'll be Brett Jenkins, the Nisswa shortstop, leading it off. Two runs, eight hits for the Lightning. A run on three hits for the Skis. Gendro missed inside. One ball. Jenkins laid down a perfect bunt to third to fill the bases in the second. There's a chopper foul at the plate. 1-1. And respecting that bunting ability, Lang is playing up at third. 1-1 to Brett Jenkins, top of the order. Bollard and Schumer will follow. Here's the pitch from Gendro, and it's outside. 2-1. 54 pitches now for Tyler. Four strikeouts. He's hit a batter. Ground ball left side. Ekman circling behind it. Bare hand throw. Nice play. Can he pick it first? Check with a pick. Oh, what a play on the infield by the Skis. That's a major league play by Ekman right there, circling and barehanding. And then on the back end, check with the scoop. And Jenkins is out on a 6-3 ground ball. But that one had a little extra juice on it. And now Boland. Little below the knees, 1-0. Boland led off with a base hit. He struck out looking in the second. He's 1-for-2 against Gendro. Slider in for a strike, 1-1. That's the pitch that Tyler is so good at right there. That pitch that starts and slides across. Ground ball right side to his left. Hanowski is there on to check, two down. So some good middle infield defense here by the Skis in this fourth inning. And it brings up the Lightning left fielder, Luke Schumer, to try and start something with two down. Luke has singled and grounded to second. He served one into left field in the first inning. He got his... he was erased on Repke's double play in the first. Each team has turned a double play today in the first inning. And the first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Luke batting second. Here's Gendro's pitch. Ground ball to Hanowski. Stays down on it. Over to check. And for the first time, Nisswa goes in order. Three ground ball outs for Gendro and the Skis as they're back in the dugout. And we go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Nisswa 2, Sobieski 1.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry. With an A-plus average in advanced trig, he's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog!
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes... even the math club.
Andrew Gerbata will lead off the bottom of the fourth against Jason Repke. First pitch is knocked foul. Jenkins over, and he runs out of room down the first base line. Didn't get a lot of loft on that one. And it's one strike to Gerbata, batting for Lang in the DH spot. Gendro and Miller to follow. 2-1 Nisswa, bottom of four. Andrew grounding out to the third baseman, DeShane, to start the second. He's 0 for 1 against Repke, who misses outside with his next pitch, 1-1. 56 pitches now for Repke, 35 of them strikes, so about two-thirds. Fastball grounded, base hit left side. Jenkins was playing him up the middle at short net, opened up the left side of the infield, and Andrew shot it through the opening. A leadoff hit for the Skis, tying runs aboard here for Gendro. And I think we're going to have a runner. I didn't see who. Austin Weiss, four. If it's four, it's Austin. So Weiss running at first for Gerbada. Hit number four, Gendro shows bunt, it's up high, and Weiss stumbles back to the bag with a sheepish grin on his face. Spinning your wheels out there, young man. 1-0 to Gendro. Tyler line to right, his only time up. Shows bunt, pushes it first baseline. That's a fair ball bunt. Shepard tries to throw it over the shoulder, and he does. That's a nice play by Morgan Shepard. There was not much room there, and Shepard threaded the needle over the left shoulder of Gendro, but it's a good sacrifice bunt, and Weiss is in scoring position. That's good execution on both sides of the ball there. Offensively for the bunt and the play by Shepard to get the throw through to first. One out, and Miller now to hit Thomas. Hit back to the pitcher Repke on a bunt try, and he takes a strike. So the pinch runner Weiss represents the tying run. He's at second. One out, bottom of four here in Sobieski. 2-1 Lightning. There's a ball grounded to the right side. Whitwer stays down, throws him out. On the play, Weiss advances to third. So with two outs, Dan Marad will bat. Tying run now 90 feet away here in the bottom of the fourth. You expected a good one today, and we're getting it. More and more clouds filling in overhead. Ground ball up the middle. Whitwer near the bag. Knocks it down. Marad hustling low throw, and it is picked by Jenkins. And that ends the inning. Boy, are we seeing some defense today. Whitwer's throw dug out by Aaron Jenkins as Marad made a bid to tie this one up. So the Skis leave the tying run at third, and at the end of four, it's Nisswa 2, Sobieski 1.
The referee's whistle. Imagine wielding its incredible power. The game is close. A big high school rivalry. The air is heavy. Students chant while the cheerleaders beat the cadence for everyone's heart. Pride's on the line, maybe a lot more, but then... there it is, the shot. It's up, the clock is down, all eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? Oh, please. You can practically hear the prayers in the hush of a thousand silent throats. Even the band stands transfixed, gleaming instruments dangling, useless in their distracted hands. But there it is, the ball, spinning, hanging, hurtling toward destiny. All eyes upon it, all eyes, except yours. With your whistle clenched tightly between your teeth, your lungs pregnant with breath, you stare at the floor. Were his feet on this side of the line, or that? The crowd erupts. It's a game winner. Or is it? You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Top of the fifth inning in Sobieski, 2-1, Lightning leading the Skis. Jason Repke leads off for Nisswa. Couple of foul balls in this at-bat. It's 0-2. Repke, Hardy, Jenkins, a dangerous part of the order here for Nisswa. 61 pitches now for Gendro, four strikeouts, no walks. He's hit a batter. He's allowed two runs, eight hits. Repke's hit into a double play, singled and scored. Nope, Jeremiah Pipcorn today. He's not in the lineup. Not in attendance, I should say. 0-2 pitch. Slider broke down, and Repke able to check in time. And it is a 1-2 count. Hirsch fired it down to first, thinking they had the strike. Repke didn't offer. lot of that kind of effect. Riley could have just turned around and tagged him. Here's another one in the dirt. Well outside of the zone that time. Two balls, two strikes. Nisswa gets a leadoff homer from Aaron Jenkins in the second to go up 1-0. They made it 2-0 in the third on a Nate Deschene RBI double. Fastball grounded. Lang with a scoop at third. Long throw to check in time. 131 tags the other 31. Check and Repke. And there's one away. Nice play to the glove side there by Lang. One down. And it brings up the right fielder, Adam Hardy. 1-3 facing another 3 here. Too many numbers in my head. There's a bunt popped up and back. Gendro wears number 3. Hardy wears number 3. So Hardy has grounded a third and struck out 0 for 2 against Tyler Gendro. Here is the Gendro 0-1. Low outside. One ball, one strike. Hardy to be followed by Aaron Jenkins, and that pitch a little elevated high, 2-1. And the pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Good fastball that time. Even count, 2-2. Ground ball to third by Repke began the inning. There's a breaking ball hit to the left side. Ekman backhands, throws, and tagged by Check. Check with the sweep tag as Hardy went by for out number 2. And another fine play in the field by the Skis. That time Ekman in the hole with the backhand, planted with a foot and fired to first to get Hardy. Two down. And now the first baseman, Aaron Jenkins, blasted a homer in the second, single to left in the third. And Gendro misses outside, ball one. Outside again. 2-0 now to Jenkins. I'll be pitching him pretty carefully here. Deschene on deck. There's one in across for a strike, that slider, 2-1. Two outs, top of 5. Nisswa leading Sobieski 2-1. Here's the wind and the breaking ball popped up. It'll get out. Not a lot of room back to the screen, so Hirsch just loses the mask, looks up and watches it sail. 2-2 now to Aaron Jenkins, player manager for the Lightning. Boy, he had a state tournament last year, didn't he? What, 3 home runs, I think? Outside, full count. Payoff pitch to Jenkins from Gendro. Breaking ball, tapper off the end of the bat. Back to the screen. Outfield straight away and deep. Gendro takes the sign from Riley Hirsch. The 3-2 fastball right down the middle. Strike 3. That is 8 in a row retired by Tyler Gendro. We head to the bottom of the 5th. Nisswa, 2-1 lead here over Sobieski.
The referee's whistle. Imagine wielding its incredible power. The game is close. A big high school rivalry. The air is heavy. Students chant while the cheerleaders beat the cadence for everyone's heart. Pride's on the line, maybe a lot more. But then, there it is, the shot. It's up. The clock is down. All eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? Oh, please. Oh, please. You can practically hear the prayers in the hush of 1,000 silent throats. Even the band stands transfixed, gleaming instruments dangling, useless in their distracted hands. But there it is. The ball, spinning, hanging, hurtling toward destiny. All eyes upon it. All eyes except yours. With your whistle clenched tightly between your teeth, your lungs pregnant with breath, you stare at the floor.
Were his feet on this side of the line or that?
The crowd erupts. It's a game winner.
Or is it?
You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
There's never been a better time to visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, your local Verizon authorized wireless retailer. For a limited time, join Verizon and get a $100 bill credit with each new smartphone purchase with Verizon Edge. Qualified customers can also get the latest smartphones from Verizon Wireless for no money down with Verizon Edge. Visit Design Electronics Radio Shack, located on the east side of Little Falls, to shop now.
Requires number port in, subject to customer and edge agreements and credit approval. Bill credit takes up to...
Colin Ekman leads off the bottom of the fifth. Nisswa 2, Sobieski 1, Repke's first pitch in for a strike. And low, 1-1. Ekman, Hirsch, Hanowski for the Skis here in the fifth. Fastball hit to right center. That ball's got some carry. Bolin going back. Looks like he's got room. He does. Hit it a long way, but Bolin runs it down. One away. Right to the left of the scoreboard in right center field. And we start to see the rain come down. We are two outs from being an official game. There's a strike. Hirsch and then Hanowski. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. 0-2 to Riley Hirsch. Either I got a whole lot better looking or the rains are hitting the bottom rows of the bleachers. There's a foul ball. We're going to go with the rain theory. Two strikes to Hirsch. And the pitch. Fastball is left up. 1-2. Almost a sideways rain with that wind. And the pitch. Hangs one inside. That almost got the sleeve of Riley. 2-2. Fly to deep center by Ekman began the inning. Fisted in the air towards short. Jenkins behind the bag has it. Two down. And now Repke needs one out to make this an official game. And it's Joey Hanowski. He has singled and bounced into a double play. Well, we figured this was a very real possibility of weather rearing its head at some point. Ground ball, Jenkins at second to first, and that's the inning. Repke gets his five innings in, and now it's play as long as we can. This game is now official with Nisswa up 2-1 going to the sixth inning.
The second annual Holy Trinity Catholic School golf tournament is coming up June 27th. This is a nine-hole event. It's a four-person scramble, and its cost is just $60 per golfer. It's held at the Piers Golf Course. Tee times will start at 9:30 a.m. There's a meal, prizes, and a raffle beginning at the Brickyard Bar at 5:30. Now, you must be present to win. And to sign up, contact Mary Caughey. If you'd like to donate, sponsor, or register your team, call 218-820-0772 or contact Mary at marycaughey12@yahoo.com or the Holy Trinity office is 320-468-6446.
Let's face it, we've all done it. You drop your phone on the ground and it lands face down. Slowly you bend down, pick it up, turn it over, hoping that you don't have a broken screen. Well, if your fears are confirmed, we can fix it. Hi, this is Steve from Design Electronics Radio Shack. We also replace batteries, repair charging ports, and fix mics and earpieces, all on Apple devices and most Samsung phones. So the next time your Apple or Samsung device needs repair, stop in and visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of...
As we come back, the scramble is on to spread the tarps as play has been halted here in Sobieski after five complete. Nisswa with a 2-1 lead. They're putting the tarps down over home in the mound, battling the wind, trying to anchor him down as this game is an official game right now. Five innings have been played. So if I was a betting man right off the bat, I'd say we're done playing baseball today. We got the five in. As the rain continues to pound down here in Sobieski. And it's unfortunate that this one is unlikely to be played out to its nine inning. But some things you just have to deal with, and Mother Nature is one of them. So there is weather here in Sobieski. We get an update from Piers. After four, Buckman up 7-6 on the Brewers, and it is hammering down here. We're going to get out of here. 2-1. We'll keep you posted on the official Twitter site, Victory League BB, or on our You Are There Sports Facebook page. But I would say I'm 99% sure that we're done with baseball today. 2-1, Nisswa, likely to win this one in five. Jenkins with the home run in the second. Nate Duchesne a double in the third. For Nisswa, Sobieski got a run on a Litchie single in the third for their run. So 2-1 as the rains pound down in Sobieski. Thanks for listening, everybody.